ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قومي أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي، أفلا تبصرون، أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe and this life, He intended for it to revolve an orbit around the system of justice and truth. Al-Adlu wal-Haq. And He wanted us who are His vicegerent on this earth, to pursue truth and justice. And He says, your main mission in this life is peace, is truth and justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We sent prophets and messengers, and we supplied them with scriptures and books and the scale, Mizan, so they would stand up for justice, social justice, and justice for all, not just their followers. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. And Allah emphasizes this concept of truth and justice throughout the Holy Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق. We did not create the heaven or the earth but based on truth. إلا بالحق. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. The Lord is the one who sent His messenger with guidance, بالهدى, and the path of truth, the religion of truth. Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira. We sent you with the truth as bashir, a bearer of glad tidings, wa nadhira, and also a warner at the same time. So you can see that there is a lot of emphasis in the Quran on the concept of truth, al-haq. And therefore Allah says that the force, the quwwah, the force has to be dedicated, your force has to be dedicated, whether it is material, intellectual, spiritual, military, force, physical force, has to be dedicated to promote truth and to promote justice. Allah says, the force is the means, while justice is the end. And always, always, the means has to serve the end. In this case, force has to serve justice. But what we see today, exactly the opposite. We see exactly the opposite. We see that justice is serving the force, not the force serving justice. They are using justice and injustice to dominate. They are exploiting justice for their ends, to dominate, to obtain force. Allah says you have to use the force that I have supplied you with to promote justice and to promote truth. And history teaches us that whenever the brute force is used and it is devoid of justice, it is going to be bound to fail. Bound to fail. Whenever the quwwa, the force, is used and it is not accompanied by justice, it's accompanied by arrogance, by aggression, by injustice, that force is not going to succeed. That force is not going to be triumph. You can see this in the old history and the new history. In the new history, you can see Hitler. Hitler had force, powerful military might, and he was able to conquer some countries, many countries in Europe and elsewhere. And his reign lasted for many years, but at the end he collapsed. Why he collapsed? Not because of a shortage of force, military force, but because of a shortage of justice and a truth. He was an aggressor. Therefore, he could not continue. Even if he has the strongest power, military power in the world, he's bound to fail. And there are many other examples we saw in the modern history. If you go back to the old history, Allah says, the verse that I quoted earlier in Surah Az-Zukhruf, chapter 43, about Pharaoh. He addressed his community, O my people, وَقَالَ وَنَادَى فَرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. He addressed his community, he said, O people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمَ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرِ. Don't you see how I am the supreme sovereign? Lee. The whole country belongs to me, is dominated by me, controlled by me. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ. Not only the political might, even the agriculture, the economy. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. The streams are flowing underneath me, underneath my palace. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do not you realize? So he was very powerful. And then he was comparing himself to Moses. He said, but on the other hand, look at Moses. Am ana khayrun min hadha alladhi huwa maheen? He's vile. He has no worth. Maheen is something cheap, despicable. He was referring to Musa alayhi salam as being someone who has no power, no followers, no might, no force. Am ana khayrun من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. He can scarcely express himself. He can scarcely speak plainly. He cannot even express himself. Musa عليه السلام. So who is more powerful? I am more powerful than him. He depended on his military might, but at the end, he collapsed. Could not continue. Why he collapsed? He was not pursuing truth and justice. He was not moving on the course of haq. He was not following the haq. The second example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Quraysh with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quraysh in the Battle of Badr, again, they had military supremacy. No way you could compare the army of Quraysh during the Battle of Badr with the army of the Muslims. The army of the Muslims were barefoot. People came to the battle barefoot. Not that they don't carry swords. They don't have shoes to wear, let alone swords or weapons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Quraysh, true, they have military force, but they are not on the truth. They are not pursuing truth and justice. And therefore Allah says, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهِ in Surah Al-Anfal, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah here wants to verify the truth with his signs. وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and to cut off the end of the non-believers. لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ, again, to establish the truth. وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ, and to prove that falsehood is bound to perish. وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Again, this is the second example. They could not continue their victories. Why? Because one of the most important tools of victory is when you follow truth. When that element is missing, your armies, your tanks, your airplanes, they cannot continue with you. They cannot do the work for you. Allah says, truth and justice. If you are on the side of a truth and justice, that's the best tools of victory. And last but not least, the Battle of Ashura between Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the ruler, and the caliph, who was appointed by his father Muawiyah, and between the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who won at the end? Militarily, definitely, when you speak about military triumph, Yazid was triumph. But today, after 1400 years, when you look at the history, who won that battle? Definitely Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was outnumbered by the army of Yazid. But Imam Hussein stood on the truth. And Yazid was spearheading falsehood and injustice. And Allah says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Always justice is going to advance and arrive, and batil is going to perish. And batil is going to be defeated, because batil carries the seeds of defeat in itself. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلِ, verily, falsehood is bound to perish. Now, today is the fifth of November, which is the fifth of Safar at the same time. Today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of a little girl in the camp of Imam Hussein and his family. Her name is Sayyida Ruqayya alayhi salam. Where did she die? She died in a place which was a site of ruin. A demolished building, Khariba. They put them, after they stood before Yazid, they put them in that place to disgrace them, the family of Imam Hussein. But who won today? Ruqayya is the winner. Zainab alayhi salam is the winner. And who failed? Yazid and the entire empire of Bani Umayyah, that was based on injustice and corruption and dhulm. Dhulm and fasad. Lady Zainab, in this session, She tells him, while she's standing in his palace in Damascus, she says to him, فَاسْعَ سَعْيَكْ وَكِتْ كَيْدَكْ وَنَاصِبْ جَهْدَكْ فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَمْحُو ذِكْرَنَا وَلَا تُمِيتُ وَحْيَنَا وَلَا تُدْرِكُ أَمَدَنَا وَلَا تَدْحَضُ عَنْكَ عَارَهَا وَشَنَارَهَا وَهَلْ رَأْيُكَ إِلَّا فَنَدْ وَأَيَّامُكَ إِلَّا عَدَدْ وجمعك إلا بدد يوم ينادي المنادي ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. Do what she wants to do, Yazid. You are not going to remove or delete our name and our message, which is the message of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The message of Imam Hussein is the message of Nuh and Abraham and Moses and Jesus and all the prophets, all the Anbiya's. Even if you kill our men, obliterate our family, you cannot succeed in your mission. Do what you want to do. فَكِدْ كَيْدَكْ وَاسْعَ سَعْيَكْ. But you are bound to fail, and you will see soon what will happen. And many of you are seeing what is happening during the Arba'in, which is coming soon. The highest number of human gathering on earth. More than 21 million people last year. The population of Iraq is 28 million. 21 million. Two-thirds of the Iraqis plus others from neighboring countries and from people from other places on earth. From India, from China, from Africa, from North America, from Europe. They travel walking. This year, an American director, a female director here in Hollywood, she's walking from Najaf to Karbala. She said, I want to make a film, a movie about Imam Hussein. This is the result of upholding to truth and justice. So, who's the winner? Definitely the winner of Zainab alayhi salam. And her brother Imam Hussein and her grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَبْنَةَ الطَّاهِرِينَ عَاقِبَةُ الْأَبْطَالِ عَمَّا يَنَالُهُمْ تَبْرِيرُ أُنْظُرِي خِرْبَةً أَقَمْتِ بِهَا بِالشَّامِ تِرْبٌ فِرَاشُهَا وَحَصِيرٌ. You were sitting in Damascus, he was sitting in his palace. You were sitting in a site of ruin. There is nothing underneath you, not even carpet. It's only dirt and dust. تربٌ فراشها وحصيرُ إنها عبرةٌ على شفة الأجيال. This is a lesson that people speak about and repeat, constantly mention. على شفة الأجيال يشتارها السميع البصير أنت فيها رمز وصرخة حق عند سمع الطغاة منها هدير. Your name is going to shake the foundations of the tyrants. Just your name, Zainab. When they hear your name and the name of your brother Hussein, سينال الخراب أروقة الظلم ويجتاح صرحها التدمير وتروح القصور والترف الفاسد والوش لامعا والحرير وسيستيقن الطغاة بِأَنَّ اللَّهِ فِي فِعْلِ مَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. Muawiyah and his son and these palaces and these cities, they are gone because they are based on falsehood. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. While Zainab did not sit in a room, neither in a palace. خَرِبَ. خَرِبَ means a ruined, destroyed site. They put them there for several days with many children. But who's victorious today? The one who is upholding to the truth, to the haq, to the justice. A lesson for all tyrants. That the journey of the tyranny does not continue. Cannot continue. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Every one of us needs a brother and a sister and a friend. A friend that you can trust, a friend that you can rely upon. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says in Nahj al-Balagha, your true friend is the one that bears these six characteristics, six qualities. Try to find these six qualities in your friend. He did not say your friend has to be from your race, from your color, from your culture, from your language. Neither he said he should be same, having the same financial status and the same income. Listen to what he says. He says, "Inna akhaka haqqan," your true friend, your true brother, your true sister, is the one. من غفر زلتك. Number one quality in your friend should be willing to forgive you when you commit a mistake or a sin. من غفر زلتك. And you are willing to forgive him too, because it works both ways. It is reciprocal. Your friend has not descended from heaven. He was created from a father and mother just like you. So do not expect your friend to be an angel. We do not live in the world of angels. We live in the world of humans. And humans, they have sentiments, they have happiness, they have pain, they have, you know, different moods. So your friend should be willing to forgive you. If he does not forgive you, don't waste your time with such a person. Don't go with him. Don't take him as a friend. The friend should be willing to forgive you and you forgive him. Number two, وَسَدَّ خَلَّتَكَ. خَلَّه is the void, the vacuum. Sometimes we have vacuum, meaning that we have needs. We have needs. These needs, sometimes material, sometimes financial, sometimes psychological, sometimes emotional, sometimes spiritual. Each one has needs. If we don't have needs, then we become God, because God is a free of all needs. The only one in this universe which is a free of all needs, Ghani, is God. God is the real self-sufficient. We are not self-sufficient. Even if you are the richest person, you need the least thing. You need to eat, you need to drink, you need to have wife, you need this, you need that. You can't be self-sufficient. So the friend, the true friend, is the one who is willing to give you some help at the time of your need, not the one who turns his face away and he runs away from you. That is not a friend. This is not a friend. And you must do the same to him. At the time of need, sometimes the friend comes to you and he says, I have a need. Sometimes he doesn't ask. You have to realize your radar has to work. You have to know your friend. So is the one who fills that gap and fulfills that need for you. وَسَدَّ خَلَّتَكَ وَقَبِلَ عُذْرَكَ. Understand your shortcoming. Sometimes you have an excuse. If the friend does not understand your excuse, he's not an intimate friend. He's not a good friend. He has to understand your shortcomings. If you tell him, I can't do this, I can't say this, I can't come with you to this place, you have to understand. Don't tell him, if you don't come with me to this place, then you are not my friend. No, we have to understand their shortcomings. Number four, وَسَتَرَ عَوْرَتَكَ. He's willing to protect your defects. Again, we have defects. We are aspiring for perfection, but we are not yet there. We have not reached that stage of perfection. No one can say, I am the most perfect person. No one. We have defects. The friend is willing to cover that defect. That friend should not hold you back against that defect. And every time tells you, hey, you have this. Do you know that you have this disability? Mental, physical, financial, this? He should not say this. He tries to cover your defects. That's a true friend. And number four, which number is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Alhamdulillah, you follow. I'm testing you. وَنَفَى وَجَلَكَ. The true friend is the one who disperses your anxiety, your fear. إِلْقِ أَخَاكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet, he says, إِلْقِ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ مُنْبَسَطٍ. When you meet your friends, meet them when you are, you know, cheerful, happy, joyful. Don't meet them when you are frowning. Meet them when you are cheerful. So the friend, whenever you have anxiety or fear of something or someone, you should go to that friend. He disperses that away. He gives you assurance. He tells you, no, inshallah, you'll be okay. Don't worry about this. There is God who's watching, who's seeing. Let's go back to God. Not the one who would increase your anxiety. No, that is not a friend. This is not a real friend. Real friend, when you have some fear, when you have some concern, you go to that friend, he makes it easy for you. وَنَفَى وَجَلَكَ. وَجَل means خَوْف, fear. Number six, وَحَقَّقَ أَمَلَكَ. He fulfills your wishes for you. He fulfills your wishes. You have some wishes for yourself, for your family, for your children. He tries to fulfill them for you. كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, God is going to be on your side as long as you are on the side of your brother. As long as you help others, God is going to help you. Don't worry about your problem. God is going to take care of that. Try to help. Some people say, I have many problems. I don't have time. Look at myself. You have many problems. You want your problems to be solved. Solve people's problems. Try to solve them. Make life easier for them. God is backing you, behind you. He's going to solve the problem. And one last hadith. Such person, if you find such person with six qualities, that is the dearest person to you, believe me. The dearest human being to you in your life. He could be even closer to you than your father and your mother. Last hadith. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet said, the best of the best is the one who has these three qualities. Of your friends, of course, speaking about friendship. He says, the best among them is the one who bears these three qualities. خَيْرُ إِخْوَانِكَ مَنْ أَعَانَكَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ He is being a help for you in God's obedience. He makes God obedience and serving God easier for you, not difficult. وَصَدَّكَ عَنْ مَعَاصِيهِ And he prevents you. Every time you want to commit a sin, he prevents you from committing the sin. He prevents you from that. And third, وَأَمَرَكَ بِرِضَاهِ And he is always commanding you, encouraging you to seek God's satisfaction. Always. In his speech, in his actions, he always encourages you to get closer to God. Again, that friend is very precious. If you have him in your community, hold him, embrace him, and kiss him on my behalf too, if you find him, inshallah. The majalis of the Arba'een are going to begin from Thursday, 17th of this month, inshallah. This month, November 1st, was Safar 1st too, so it's going to be November 17th and Sabar 17th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, four nights of Arba'een here at 7 p.m. inshallah, and I am going to be at your service during the Arba'een. And also, we are still collecting money for the Zuwar of Imam Hussein, who walk to the city of Karbala, so we collected some, Jazakumullah khairah. I suggested that if every family can pay $100, we can raise a good amount, inshallah, to sustain the Zuwar. And inshallah, Salatul Jumu'ah Friday, the coming Friday, is going to be at noon, 12, inshallah. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimeen wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma ansur al islam wal muslimeen. Allahumma aj'al kalimat al islam hiya al ulya. Allahumma arina al haqq haqqan fanattabi'h. والباطل باطلا فنجتنب اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية داوي جرحانا فك أسرانا وسجناءنا اقض ديوننا وعجل في فرج مولانا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله